Pipe bombs are nothing new. They used to be written off as the hobby of bored pranksters. But following the 2001 terrorist attacks in New York and Washington, and the more recent subway blasts in London, no type of explosive device seems too small to escape the attention of authorities.
There is the concern and suspicion that, well, maybe this is something more than the traditional kind of thing that we've always had experience with in our country. Maybe it is some Al-Qaeda cell or international terrorism.
Dennis Dreesang is a UW-Madison political science professor who studied terrorism preparedness in Wisconsin. He says even more so than after the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, people are troubled over domestic and international attacks, even in areas that are not particularly seen as high risk.
Most people would agree that Wisconsin is not a likely target of terrorism, and that's more likely to be on the coasts, or if it's in the Midwest, it's more likely to be Chicago rather than Milwaukee. But nonetheless, nobody wants to be a victim of terrorism. There is much more of that kind of consciousness than there had been before 9/11.
It's uncertain at this time what charges may be applied towards the person or persons planting pipe bombs in the Madison parking garage. But in 2002, a string of federal charges were leveled against a UW-Stout student for placing 18 pipe bombs in mailboxes across five states. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.